It was all over, and nothing more remained to be said. Hannotsri was leaving forever, with no one left to treat the procurator's horrific, vile headaches. They had no cure now but death. But this was not the thought that struck Pilate at that moment. The same incomprehensible sorrow that had visited him previously on the balcony now pierced his entire being. He quickly sought to explain it, and the cause he found was strange indeed. It occurred vaguely to the procurator that he had not finished discussing something with the prisoner, or perhaps he had not finished listening to him. Pilate chased the thought away, and it flew off as quickly as it had come. It flew off, but the sorrow remained unexplained. For it was certainly not explained by his subsequent thought, one that lit up and faded quicker than lightning. Immortality. Immortality has come. Whose immortality had come? That, too, the procurator failed to understand. But the thought of this mysterious immortality chilled him to the bone, even in the blazing sun. "Very well," said Pilate. "So be it." He looked around, surveying the part of the world visible to him, and was surprised at the change that had taken place. Gone was the rose bush, heavy with flowers. Gone were the cypresses framing the upper terrace. Gone was the pomegranate tree and the white statue surrounded by greenery. And finally, the greenery itself. A maroon haze swam around him, a swaying mass of seaweed that floated somewhere and carried Pilate with it. Suffocated and scalded, he was borne aloft by the worst kind of rage. Impotent rage. "I need air!"